Good morning. This is Long Island Morning Edition on 88.3 WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey. A little noticed provision of the new state budget clarifies a law against passing a stopped school bus after a court sided with drivers who argued that photographic evidence did not prove the vehicle they passed was a school bus or that it was picking up or dropping off children. Michael Gormley reports on Newsday.com that the issue was forced by a Nassau County driver who challenged a ticket he received in Suffolk County, resulting from a 2019 law which allows cameras on school buses to reduce the danger to kids. The law allows the video of violations to be used in prosecuting offenders. However, the driver argued that a video allegedly showing him passing a school bus wasn't sufficient proof that a school bus was actually passed, or if it was a bus, that it was receiving or discharging passengers. In November, a New York State appellate court agreed. The court ruled that prosecutors failed to document the bus was properly marked and equipped with flashing signal lamps and had school bus printed on the outside of the bus as required by the law. The court said the video showing the driver passing the camera wasn't enough proof under the wording of the law to prove the vehicle was a school bus. The new provision in the state budget deal adopted April 20th amends the law to address those issues. The budget measure adds to the 2019 law a presumption that a stopped school bus is taking on or dropping off passengers or is behind a bus that is adding or discharging passengers. It creates a way for local governments to document that a vehicle providing images is a school bus. A male motorcyclist, Devin Edward Wesch, 19, of Selden, died in East Quogue yesterday afternoon after he lost control of the motorcycle he was riding and crashed into a pole, according to Southampton Town Police. Sergeant Tim Wilson reported that police were alerted to the accident at 3:55 p.m., that the motorcyclist was deceased when officers arrived. Police determined that the motorcyclist had been westbound on Montauk Highway near the cross street of Shinnecock Avenue when the accident occurred. The road was closed between Jones Road and Shinnecock Avenue during the police investigation yesterday in East Quogue. Further east on Monday afternoon, an overturned delivery truck closed the westbound lanes of County Road 39 in Southampton, snarling Trade Parade traffic. The accident occurred just east of County Road 39 and North Sea Road near the 7-Eleven. The overturned truck and the crews trying to tip it back up blocked both westbound lanes. There were no major injuries, and Southampton Village Police were working on clearing the streets. As of 4:30 p.m. yesterday, though, they were still blocked in Southampton. Rewild Long Island is offering internships and community service opportunities in East Hampton for its second summer. The 2024 summer program to fight hunger and climate change includes volunteer work in organic vegetable harvesting, regenerative food production, sustainable landscaping, pollinator garden design, and composting. The hands-on activities are intended to encourage a sense of connection among teenagers and the ecosystem. Rewild welcomes high school students and rising freshmen to apply for either a role as a student intern or a student volunteer. Applications are open through May 15th and available online at rewildlongisland.org summer program. That's rewildlongisland.org. Suffolk County District Attorney Ray Tierney said yesterday that the now week-long search for human remains in the woods surrounding Manorville is a necessary investigative step in an ongoing homicide case. Grand Parpan reports on Newsday.com that Tierney, following a news conference on other cases Monday, declined to discuss with reporters specifics of the search in the woods surrounding Manorville, even as canine officers were simultaneously scouring forest land directly north of the Suffolk County Courthouse where he was speaking. The district attorney declined to say if the Manorville woods had ever been so comprehensively searched in the more than two decades since partial remains of two of the victims in the Gilgo Beach homicide investigation had been found there, along with other individuals not connected to that case. He acknowledged it is the first time police have searched Manorville for human remains since he took office in 2022. Tierney said the time to talk about the multi-agency search, which involves Suffolk County Police, NYPD, and state police, will be when the evidence they uncover leads to an indictment. Tierney even declined to connect the search, which has spanned sections of southeastern Brookhaven and into portions of Riverhead and Southampton towns, to any particular ongoing investigation, though sources have told Newsday that the search relates to the Gilgo Beach homicides. The Suffolk DA also declined to speak about why the search expanded to North Sea and Southampton. The Long Island electric grid, though bolstered by a decade of federally funded storm hardening upgrades, remains vulnerable to climate change impacts that will require new levels of customer-funded investments, a PSEG study found. Mark Harrington reports on Newsday.com that the ongoing analysis was presented to LIPA's Board of Trustees earlier this month at a meeting in which energy activists raised strong concerns about the utility continuing under its existing business model, and PSEG reported some improvements in call center performance. The preliminary climate change vulnerability study, which is expected to result in a series of recommendations by the fall, found that some LIPA assets could be at risk because of sea level rise and increases in maximum sustained winds and tropical cyclones would impact overhead power lines. We're also expecting increases in heat waves, said PSEG Climate and Resiliency Manager Joanna Weissman. PSEG will come up with vulnerability scores for LIPA-owned infrastructure throughout the grid and develop mitigation plans to address vulnerabilities, Weissman said. Stony Brook, Southampton, holds its second annual Sea to Soil Symposium this coming Friday, May 3rd, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. The event will explore the synergy between regenerative agriculture and restorative aquaculture in coastal foodscapes, aiming to catalyze sustainable food production practices and ecosystem revitalization for healthier communities. The Sea to Soil Symposium is this coming Friday, May 3rd, from 12 noon to 4 p.m. at Stony Brook Southampton Campus, 39 Tuckahoe Road in Southampton at Chancellor's Hall Lobby. The symposium seeks to show the connection between aquaculture and agriculture this coming Friday. A group that helped thwart the confirmation of Governor Kathy Hochul's choice to lead New York's highest court last year has announced a campaign aimed at pushing elected officials to more closely scrutinize judicial nominees and appointees across the state. Ruby Mecco reports in the New York Times that the group, the Center for Community Alternatives, which advocates for criminal justice reform, argued in a letter to Ms. Hochul this month that New York governors who can nominate and appoint judges to several state courts and the state Senate, which confirms the nominations, have failed to properly evaluate judges' records and fitness to serve before placing them on the bench. The new campaign, The Court New York Deserves, argues that reappointments have become routine and that too many people with influence over judicial selection have come to take for granted that once judges are put on the bench, they will serve until they reach the mandatory retirement age, end quote. In its letter, the group urged Governor Hochul to change course from your predecessors and only nominate for reappointment judges who have shown sound judgment, exceptional integrity, and commitment to New York's values, end quote. A spokesman for the governor, Avi Small, said yesterday that, as she has done since taking office, Governor Hochul will select judicial nominees based on their experience, qualifications, and judicial temperament. Richard Lewis, president of the New York State Bar Association, said that the association had appointed a task force to conduct an in-depth analysis of the judicial appointment process. This has been Long Island Local News on Long Island's only NPR station, WLIW-FM. I'm Michael Mackey.